It's 4:33 from WGCU News. I'm Topher Forges. Women in Florida do not get paid as much as men. That's according to the study America's Women and the Wage Gap. It's by the National Partnership for Children and Families. Released this month, it breaks down the gender gap state by state. Nadege Green tells us how Florida fared.
On average, women in Florida get paid 85 cents for every dollar a man makes. According to the study, that means women in Florida lose out on nearly $17 billion every year. The study found if the wage gap were closed, a working woman could have extra money for a year's worth of groceries or 6 months in mortgage and utilities payments. The wage gap is even larger among women of color. Florida isn't alone. The study found pay discrimination in every state, regardless of occupation, industry, or education level. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
Governor Rick Scott has signed a measure into law allowing extended family of fallen service members to apply for a Gold Star license plate to honor their loved one. Republican State Senator Wilton Simpson of Trilby says current law only allows the spouse, legal parents, and step-parents to apply.
A Gold Star family member is defined by the Department of Defense as someone who is directly related to a fallen service member and killed in action. What this bill does is it conforms Florida law with the federal law, which further defines who can obtain a Gold Star tag.
Now, the new law, which takes effect July 1st, will allow adopted parents, foster parents, and children to apply for the Gold Star license plate. Stepchildren, siblings, and half-siblings can apply as well. Officials say two Florida panthers have been found dead from separate vehicle strikes in southwest Florida. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reports that a four-year-old male's body was found Sunday on Interstate 75 near Bonita Beach Road in Lee County, and then a five-month-old male was found the same day on Golden Gate Boulevard in Collier County. The remains will be taken to a Gainesville facility for necropsy. The AP reports a total of 16 Florida panthers have been found dead in 2016, with 14 road fatalities. Florida panthers once roamed the entire southeastern U.S., but only around 180 remain in the wild. This is WGCU News. It's 83 degrees at 4:35.